The Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, teaches us about the halacha of Bris Mila. It's the 19th parak, deals with the laws of Mila. So we all know from the pasuk in the Torah that Bris Mila is on the 8th day. V'yom Hashmini Imo B'Sar Alasso, and the Gemara makes a drasha V'yom Afilo B'Shabbos. So Rabbi Eleza comes along and has a chiddush. He says, not only do we say Mila Docha Shabbos, but the makshirin, the preparations, the knife, and other things. If there's no knife, one could go out and even carry it in Rishus HaRabim, or even make a knife in order to do the Bris Mila. But the Yom HaShmini is a generic anything. According to the way the Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham, and Paskin, only the Bris itself is Docha Shabbos. But Rabbi Lezer has a much more liberal definition. Anything it takes to do the Bris Mila is included in Docha Shabbos. We assume that it only applies to the Mila itself, and Rabbi Akiva explains, because since the Makshirin couldn't be done before Shabbos, so therefore we don't let you to carry a knife on Shabbos. And the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Amud Beis quotes from the Braisa, not only is it usur to carry a knife in Rishus HaRabim, but even to a chatzar she'eino mulurevis, even something which is only usur midrabanan. So according to this, some maintain that if the Mila knife was not at the house of the, in the house where they're going to do the Mila, the Bris has to be postponed until Sunday. Has the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that for Bris Mila, one may tell a non-Jew to perform something which is only midrabanan. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, points out that one could tell a guy, a non-Jew, a Gentile, to bring the Mila knife through the streets. Since why? Since he says, since most assume today we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore most of our streets are a commonless, and that's why he's making a mashma that if it's a din of Rishus HaRabim, he wouldn't be able to. And the Magen Avraham is Cholek. He says, one should not tell a non-Jew to bring the child to shul for the bris, even if it is a Carmelist. But the bris can be formed at home, and therefore it doesn't have to be performed in shul. So he says, if, even if it's a Carmelist, there's no need. If the bris can be formed at home, you don't have to do it in shul. And the Machazes HaShekel points out that even if the Mila knife happens to be in shul, it's better to have the Gentile carry the knife to the house than for him to carry the baby to shul. Why? Because he says, if you take the baby, it's two-way. It's a two-way street. You got to bring the baby and bring it back. But the knife, you only have to bring one way. Of course, it could be a bigger sakana, you know, carrying the baby. Therefore, he says it's better to have the knife carried to the infant's house. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Machzis HaShekel, explaining the Magen Avraham. And the Eliyahu Rabbah quotes a more lenient opinion. You could tell a non-Jew to carry the infant to shul for the bris through a Carmelist, because the Rov HaDras Melo, the assumption is to do a Mila in front of many people, that's better. So that seems to be a Machlokes, the Eliyahu Rabbah versus the Magen Avraham Machzis HaShekel. It's better to do the Gentile bring the baby to shul to a Carmelist, because the advantage of being in a shul, or like the Magen Avraham says, one should not tell a Gentile to take an infant for shul, since you could do the bris at home. And then there's a famous Tiferes Yisrael. Let's say there is no Gentile available. So he has a big chiddush. He wants to say, you could get a katan, someone who's not bar mitzvah, to carry the knife at a bris. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger vehemently disagrees and says, even if you're not chayev to stop the katan from doing malacha, but you can't allow the katan to do a malacha for your sake, even malacha mitzvah. So that's a machokes. You have a machokes if Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva Eger. What do you, if there's no Gentile around, could I get a job? Could I ask a katan to carry the knife for the bris? If Eretz Yisrael, yes, Rabbi Akiva Eger, no. You have a machokes the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Magen Avraham's opinion is you should not tell a Gentile to carry the child to shul on Shabbos, even through a Carmelist, while the Eliyahu Rabbah permits telling a Jew to do through a Carmelist, because it's only a Drabbanan, and therefore, Rav Hadras Melech, it's better to do the bris in front of many people.